They are the fastest growing part of the NFL's success. The ever-expanding fan base, and a group becoming more and more knowledgeable on their favorite sport.
I have a daughter who plays football, so it's important not only for young males, but also for young females to understand the game from the grassroots level. And I think overall everyone wins, because if the younger kids learn to understand the game in the proper fashion, whether male or female, then that just makes the game last longer, better for everyone.
Women make up the largest growing population following the NFL. And this week, their dedication for the game was shown at the sold-out first annual Vikings Women's Minicamp, a three-hour event held at Winter Park, which helped teach the game to these fans, along with giving them an inside look at the Minnesota Vikings.
This was the first event that we're holding, and we're doing everything from history to concussion and helmet safety, because that's so important right now, fantasy football, getting everybody interested in joining a league, doing actual plays and chalk talk with the coaches, and hearing about, you know, the NFL and the state of football from Rick Spielman. So it's been a very fun day. It's been a bunch of girlfriends hanging out, talking football and wearing purple.
Well, it was great. It was fun for me, you know, and I got a chance to see that they're doing some of the things still the same in terms of the X's and O's, but it was fun. It's great to see the women come out and be part of this.
The camp attendees not only got to learn the X's and O's of the game, but they got in-depth lessons on a wide variety of football topics. From learning more about fantasy football, to safety in the sport, to getting an inside tour of Winter Park.
I think it's unique because women have an opportunity to learn about football that, say, you may have not gotten had you not come to the day today. So I found it very interesting from that standpoint.
It's a non-intimidating environment with it's all women. People aren't afraid to ask questions. It's really fun to be out on the field. And I don't want to say live...
And
a
we're
day
really
of practice.
Competitive. Yes.
We are very competitive.
The game of football continues to gain more and more popularity across the country. And one reason is the spike in interest from women all across the world. To help this growing population of fans, the Vikings hosted a day of football. And the sold-out event shows the growing passion for the game from these diehard fans.
My fiance, I think she knows more about football than I do at times, I think. But, you know, it's definitely cool to have that, and you need it in this game. You know, we wouldn't be playing this for a living if it wasn't for the women and all of the fans and the Vikings and all the other teams.
A lot of times people have the impression that women either don't know anything about football or don't want to know anything. And so many of them grew up on the couch by dad watching the game, and so they know about football, and they're better at football than just wearing a cute jersey. They are passionate about it. They love the game of football. They love their team. And so it's wonderful that they can all come together for a weekend and learn a little bit more.
I think it's a fun, learning, positive environment, because not only does it help mothers to pass along positive words of advice, positive techniques, positive fundamentals, but it also helps the mothers understand the game a little bit better. So when you hear from the general manager, when you hear from a position coach, when you hear from EJ, I mean, all these things start to take effect as to the positive things that go on in the game of football. And I think overall it ultimately helps the game to continue to grow, because the kids are learning from the moms, and we all know we have to keep moms happy for the game to be successful.